This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 172, Latitude 88 North.
The Iceman came to me tonight. So very near, but out of sight. Now I'm left out in the cold, but the story is far from told. It's such a lonely world. It's like latitude 88 north. It's so cold.
What's that song all about?
Recording for Latitude 88 North began at Musicland Studios in Germany in 1977. It was abandoned and left untouched for decades. It was finished in the early 2000s at Jeff Lynne's home studio in California for the remastered special edition of Out of the Blue that was released on February 20th, 2007. It was released as a digital single and 7-inch promo single on February 6th, 2007. In the liner notes for the remastered Out of the Blue, Jeff Lynne wrote,
"When I first sang the Latitude 88 North words, Richard thought it sounded like a travel documentary. He was right. It was all frozen wastes and howling winds. 20 years later, I dug it out of the vault and immediately came up with the answer. All I had to do was sing It's Like in front of Latitude 88 North, and it all made sense."
In his review of the remastered album, Tierney Smith wrote in the May 11th, 2007 issue of Goldmine,
"A rather ordinary pop ditty that Lynne notes he was never able to finish, though you'd never know it."
In the October 2007 liner notes for Ticket to the Moon, the very best of the Electric Light Orchestra, Volume 2, Rob Cager wrote,
"Unfinished and frozen for almost 30 years in Lynne's personal tape archive, this gem was rediscovered only recently. Lynne says, Latitude 88 North was a song that I could never finish. I had about 4 different sets of words that I was working on. I remember the first ones I sang were about a rock and roll singer called Johnny. It was nearly right, but not quite."
Latitude 88 is 2 latitudes away from the North Pole.
The Arctic Circle. There is the North Pole.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And Latitude 88 North, as informed to me by somebody from the Jeff Lynne Blue World Facebook page, I'm sorry that I can't remember, is just a little ways away from the North Pole, so I'll get that fun fact out of the way, which explains why Latitude 88 North is cold as hell. The song, it's not a bad song. It's not a great song. It's a song. I mean, it's perfectly fine. I don't hate it. I'm not going to go out of my way to listen to it, ever. It's okay. I do like Jeff's voice. I don't know, it sounds a little bit different here than on many of the other ELO Jeff Lynne recordings in the 21st century. Nothing radically different, but it's more of that dreamy Jeff Lynne voice that I love hearing. The guitar, it's in tune. That's nice. And so are the other instruments. This is when you know that I'm stretching to find things to talk about the song. I like the guitar. It sounds good. At first, although by the time you get to the first chorus, it's kind of pretty much run its course for me, and this is pretty much just another version of a Wilburys Volume 3 B-side. The opening guitar kind of reminds me of a couple of songs from the first Wilburys album, Heading for the Light and End of the Line. Sort of has the same guitar sound going there. It's okay. Nothing that sets my skirt on fire or blows my mind. It's just, well, here's an ELO song as a bonus track.
Definitely nothing that would convince me to buy a re-release of Out of the Blue, which is not an album I love in the first place, so you're not really giving me too much to really want to have to buy it, especially since I'm sure I could find the promo single someplace if I really, really desperately needed to find the song. Same with Surrender. I can get there's a promo somewhere out there floating around of that song too. And even easier, digital downloads. So yeah. Really, if you're desperate enough to want these songs, they were released as singles, and you can get them on their own for very little money, rather than buying Out of the Blue again, which no matter how much you love it, I'm sure every ELO fan has a copy of it.
At least more than one copy.
Right.
There's somebody on one of the ELO Facebook groups that has a wall of different pressings. So, yeah, there are people who like it a real lot.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with my original US copy with the poster in it.
Yeah, me, I have the UA copy, I have the CD, and I probably have another copy on record. I think I have a blue vinyl one. Been a long time since I looked. But yeah, I think the only reason I'd buy the Out of the Blue remaster is just to have a complete collection and for the Quick and the Daft. So far, I'm not really seeing a reason to buy Out of the Blue again, other than for those two reasons.
Yeah, and that's about what I feel about the song, is we're not looking at indispensable stuff like some of the stuff that's shown up on some of the other albums. We're just talking about more stuff that I would have probably just went, it's another song, if it had actually been finished and released on Out of the Blue. I guess what he did is he just added two words to it. Instead of just Latitude 88 North, he changed it to It's Like Latitude 88 North. And, there, that's what was missing. No. What was missing is some life to the song and some actual spark to it. I mean, I think there's more than just one reason why it was left off the album.
Yeah, and I guess, I don't know, if it's me, and this is just because how I am, I would have done it the way I intended it to sound for Out of the Blue, and not to make it sound like an Armchair Theater Wilbury's 1990 B-side that we've already heard plenty of on Zoom and lots of other things over the last, as 20-07, 17 years previously.
True. It's uninspired, Jeff, and it doesn't matter what decade it's from, it just ends up sounding like uninspired Jeff.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like it belongs on an Out of the Blue remaster, because it doesn't sound anything like Out of the Blue. It's not Out of the Bluey at all. I mean, there are strings in there, but they're so buried deep down in there that what's the point? I listen to it on my headphones, and it's like, oh yeah, they're the strings. They're off in another studio. That's in another country. You're picking it up way off in the distance. It's so cold,
cold as hell. Yeah. That's really about all I've got to say about that song.
Yeah, I've been stretching, just trying to fill the time, because there really isn't much to say about it, except, it's okay, it's there, it's, at least it's not going down to Rio. Which, you know, I would have much better. That's what should have been on this Out of the Blue bonus tracks remaster. The disco songs that Jeff released in 1978. Going down to Rio and doing that crazy thing. They may have been embarrassing disco songs, but they were more interesting and better than Latitude 88 Meh.
Got something to say about Latitude 88 North? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
6238503375. Call now. All right. Latitude 88 North. It's a cold, cold as hell. 35 below and falling. How I wish that she was calling me. Frozen shadows in the doorways. They won't linger there always.
Good hello, this is Dono, yeah, the Xanadu thing, and here's my take on Latitude 88 North. Do I love it or do I hate it? This bipolar track contains two things I love and hate about ELO. In the love column, it's the old stuff like the melodies, chorus, string arrangements, and some of that pure pixie dust sound. In the hate column, it's the new configuration of replacing and mixing certain things away from the old classic 1977 sound. Would love to hear the strings turned up, but damn it, Jeff, as I'm now naming him at this point, should have either left it alone or turned them off just to get this hellscape complete so I can just hate the damn track without the guilt. And I'm not even going into Dr. Dammit's grinding out the crescendo keyboards with far more guitars than necessary. It is as if Jeff is embarrassed by the old sound, or even worse, his old mates. It seems the orchestra in this album has now given Jeff gas. Luckily, the old good stuff just about outweighs the bad new crap here. And if you focus your attention on the mood and the pop riffs and bring out the strings in your head, it shouldn't be so painful. Damn it.
Was it a hit or was it?
Latitude 88 North was released as a digital single in Europe on February 6, 2007. Iceland was the only country where it charted, reaching number 15 in the national singles chart Lagalistin in April 2007, mostly due to heavy rotation on the country's number one radio station. It was also released as a 7-inch promo single on gold vinyl with a blank B-side.
Oh, hey, this is Dr. Troy, and I just have to say, I love Latitude 88 North. It's one of those songs that makes me glad that I bought a special edition of an album that I already had on CD and that I have on 8-track cassette and vinyl. I mean, I don't know why this song sat in the vault. I would have loved it personally if Jeff would have put this on Out of the Blue instead of Across the Border or The Whale, but at the very least, I think it would have been a killer B-side. I mean, once again, Jeff captures what it feels like to be heartbroken, especially after it happens and you realize that he or she is not coming back. In that respect, it's in the vein of Turn to Stone. But by describing heartbreak as being stuck somewhere where the temperature is a constant 35 degrees below zero, talk about being left out in the cold. Hey man, I've been there. I'm sure everybody has. And then when he talks about he wished she would call him, well, that kind of harks back to Telephone Line and Sweet Talking Woman and anticipate songs like Calling America. So again, I really love this song, and I'm glad Jeff finally released it. And I'm going to be singing this now. It's stuck in my head, and I'm going to be singing this now for the next week at least. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
Hi guys, it's me, Harry Princess of Gold, which you just call me Miss Goldie. And anyways, I liked the song, and it was called
Latitude 88 North, I believe.
Latitude
88.
88, I believe. 88 North. 88 North. I don't know.
Wow, she liked it!
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meets Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELO pod. Next week, episode 173, Point of No Return.
I absolutely love this song. It's one of my favourite ELO songs. I just love it. Chucky Chan, Chucky Chan, Chucky Chan. I can't do that.